Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Nagaland's school education advisor Kekri Lule Yome yesterday appealed to RMSA 2016 teachers to return to the classrooms as their agitation demanding regularization of services entered the 10th day. Addressing a press conference in Kohima, Mr. Yome expressed concern over government school children being left without teachers and urged the educators to await the court's verdict as the matter is currently sub judice.
So it breaks my heart that those who are in our schools today, they are without teachers. So I hope our teachers will understand and have a better sense, because from the department side, what they are asking, we are not adverse to what the court order will come ultimately once the final judgment is coming.
He emphasized that the government is not opposed to the court's eventual decision and has formed a committee headed by the principal secretary to study the issue in detail and recommending a solution.
The court ultimately will give a direction. The state government will be implementing all these things with or without the court order also.
The advisor noted that the 367 agitating teachers were appointed under a centrally sponsored scheme on the contractual terms, which included termination clauses and no entitlement to scale pay. Among the 5,058 such teachers in the state, only a section of the RMSA 2016 batch has taken legal recourse. While lauding the Naga Students Federation's willingness to mediate, he urged that legal and administrative processes be allowed to proceed. Mr. Yome, along with senior officials, also visited the protest site and requested the teachers to join the proposed committee and call off their agitation. Meanwhile, RMSA 2016 batch spokesperson Renbemo L. Patton said that the teachers have unanimously conveyed to the advisor that they would not accept any proposal unless a workable solution is formulated. He said the teachers would intensify their agitation from Monday. The government has cut down the tax on auto components used in the manufacturing of the majority of motor cars and motorbikes to 18% from 28% GST slab. Under the new tax structure, the GST rates on buses with sitting capacity of up to 10 persons have been slashed to 18% from the previously taxed 28%. This move is set to make ticket prices affordable and encourage people to shift towards public transport, reducing congestion and pollution. Similarly, the GST on tractors up to 1,800cc has also been reduced to 5%, marking a significant step leading to push demand in both domestic and export segments. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has ensured dignity, protection and education for every girl child through the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao campaign.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a new scheme, Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, for the daughters of the nation. In his address, the Prime Minister had said,
हम ये तो चाहते हैं कि बहू को हमें पढ़ी लिखी मिले, लेकिन बेटी को पढ़ाना है तो 50 बार सोचने के लिए मजबूर हो जाते हैं। ये न्याय कब तक चलेगा? ये हमारी सोच में ये दोगलापन कब तक चलेगा? अगर बहू पढ़ी लिखी चाहते हैं तो बेटी को भी पढ़ाना
This flagship initiative of Government of India was launched to address the declining child sex ratio, prevent gender-biased sex selective elimination, and promote the survival, protection, and education of the girl child. The scheme has evolved to become one of the most impactful social initiatives by the Government of India. This milestone of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao aligns with India's vision of a Viksit Bharat 2047 and the global shift from women's development to women-led development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has the vision that women participate equally in the country's development. The Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme is an attempt to make that a reality. Under the leadership of the Prime Minister, the Ministry of Women and Child Development, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Ministry of Education is working to achieve the goal.
And the State Council of Educational Research and Training, SCERT Nagaland, in collaboration with PARAK, Performance Assessment, Review and Analysis of Knowledge for a Holistic Department, NCERT, organized a one-day dissemination workshop on the post-PARAK Rashtriya Sarvekshan, PRS 2024, yesterday at CMAT Hall, SCERT Kohima. Additional Director of SCERT Nagaland, T. Lima Longkumar, emphasized education as the foundation of progress and highlighted key PRS findings from grades 3, 6 and 9 in language, mathematics, science and social sciences. He said while Nagaland showed strength in language and social science, learning gaps persist in mathematics and science. Mr. Longkoma called for collective action to improve teacher training, technology use, inclusive practices and school environments in line with NEP 2020. In a keynote address, head and CEO of Parag, Professor Indrani Bhaduri, described PRS as a comprehensive, evidence-based national survey aligned with NEP 2020. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.